Well, I'm just going to dive right into it, everybody. Happy Monday. Thank you for having me back on the call. I want to recap a little bit the last time I was on because it has been a little bit. So for those that weren't on the last call I did, we discussed the fundamentals of posting on Facebook to build your personal and professional brand. So if you didn't hear that last training, I would recommend re-listening to that because again, you know, we talked about the 80-20 rule about how to mix in a lifestyle content with your business content to attract potential prospects and customers by leveraging your current friend list on your Facebook profile. So re-listen to that last training because I talk about heating up that cold market to turn them into a warm market. So tonight, what we are going to be talking about is using Facebook groups and the ATM strategy inside of Facebook groups. So what is ATM? ATM stands for ad tag message. And there are two ways to use the ATM strategy inside of your Facebook group. And I also want to point out before we really dive into this that I'm going to talk about how to build a Facebook group, how to set one up, what you should be posting inside of the Facebook group. And then the things that I'm talking about will apply the ATM you can use inside of a group, but it also applies to our Facebook page, the Be Gemini page. So you can use this strategy there as well. So let's jump right in, you guys, to everything we have to talk about tonight because there's a lot. So the two types of ways you can use a group for your business would be growing a business for prospects. So talking about the product and really thinking when I say prospect in this meaning, I'm talking about a customer. So a prospect that would use the product. And then the second way is one that supports your team and potential new members that would be a part of your downline. So group one is growing your Gemini business. That means a prospect, customer prospect. Group two would be a group that supports your team, and you could use that for onboarding and duplication. So inside of the private groups, I'm sure as you all know, because I know a lot of you have them, so fantastic if you do. If you don't, I want to start by saying no need to reinvent the wheel. If you have someone in your upline who has an existing group, go ahead and message them, get a hold of them, and leverage that group that they already have. You don't need to go and create your own. And as a matter of fact, with what you'll see, it's much more powerful when you have a thriving community inside of a group because it causes that momentum. So if they already have one that exists and you can collaborate on that together, that is actually better. And I have seen a lot of the groups, so I'm sure that there is a group out there for you that you could join and help collaborate with because you have all sorts of videos, testimonials inside of the groups that is going to keep it opportunity focused or product focused. So let's talk about the flow for how this works. First, you start by posting curiosity type post on your personal feed, which is again, that 80% personal, 20% business that we talked about on the last training. Then once someone shows interest in Gemini, whether that be the business or the product, you can ATM them into your group. So you add them into the private group, and first you're gonna let them know that you're gonna add them in the group because one of the etiquettes for social media is you don't want to spam anybody and blindside them and just add them into the group. The first thing you want to do after you add them is send them a message letting them know that you're putting them into this group. So before we talk about the real nitty-gritty of ATM and what that all stands for and what you can do within that strategy, let's talk about, for those of you who already have a group, this might be a checklist for you of things that you make sure that you have. Or if you're going to create a group, these are some of the really basic things that you need to make sure you have to create a successful group. So first of all, it's really simple. I like to start with aesthetics because that's one of my funnest things. I'm a creative and I like creating graphics. And when you have your closed group and someone searches for the group, what they'll see first off the bat is your cover photo. And so I would suggest creating on Canva. We talked about that last time. That's a free resource for you guys. I would go and create a Facebook cover photo, and they already have the dimensions there for you, so it's really easy to create. I would, whatever your group name is, I would put the group name, and then I would put just a little blurb about what it is. Keep it really short, because again, this is a graphic. This isn't a flyer. It's a cover photo. So, and then just some sort of enticing image that would make people think what that's about. So making sure you have imagery that well represents your Gemini brand. And that's step number one. And same thing for a profile. Then the next thing they're going to see before they even join is they're going to see an about this group description, which, like, for example, someone would put in there, this group is about all the different ways that you can use Gemini products. We support each other here, ask all sorts of different questions, and share our testimonials. It would be short, sweet, to the point, just to let somebody know what the group is about. When you're setting up your group, there is a section that I'm sure you're familiar with under settings that's called membership requests. And when someone requests to join the group, you can ask them different questions, which I would recommend doing, especially if you decide to share your group with other people in your, you know, in your downline, upline. One of the questions I would make sure that you ask if you are sharing your group is who referred you, so that they can put in the name and you guys can track. If you have admins, collaborators in the group, you can track who added that person to the group. And then you can also ask them questions like, you know, are you interested in building a business? Or another thing that you could use to entice someone to join your group is giving away like a freebie. So you could create some sort of business building checklist. You could do a free training that someone might be interested in. So you could ask them if they were interested in X and they would say yes or no. And then another question you would ask is maybe it's a product specific question. And by the way, you can change these questions at any time. So we just had a launch of a new product, Remedy Pet. So you could ask someone if they were interested in using hemp oil for their pet and they could say yes. You could have a group specifically focused just on that. There are a lot of different things you could do with that. But the reason that I like making sure that there are questions that are being asked when someone joins the group is, again, it's just an added level of vetting out where that prospect might be for your business. And then you can know how to better relate to them and then post content that will resonate with that potential prospect. So I would also do this, write group rules. This is a really basic housekeeping item. I would create a document in a PDF form and upload it in a file that lets people know just really the etiquette of the group, which is no spamming and posting links in the group. This is your group. This is not for them to promote other things that they're doing, that it's a safe environment and community. So no arguing about, you know, different health conditions or whatever the case may be. And this is also a really good place for you guys to put your disclaimer about, we don't claim to cure any illnesses or diseases or anything like that. So it's just a good CYA for you all to do, to put in your group rules. The next thing I would do, which is key to the ATM process, is when you add someone into the group, the second step is to tag them in the pin post. So your pin post, I would recommend, if it is a product focused group for a prospect who's interested in using the product, using the Gemini corporate video that talks about the products. So you would have that video pinned under announcements and you would tag that person with a message, and I'll get to the message in a minute. But before you write that message, above that video, you're gonna have the pin post caption. And in that caption, I recommend, you can write this a bunch of different ways, but one of the easiest ways to do it is write it in steps. Everybody likes easy 1, 2, 3s. So I would put step one, watch this video, if it's a video. Let's say if it was just a picture and you had maybe some instructions there, whatever the case may be, you are gonna instruct them to do what action they need to take when they're first joining your group. Step two, I would tell them to turn on your Facebook group notifications. Because there's a lot of action going on in the group. And then, as you all know, we have corporately three different pages. So it becomes a lot to keep your eye on. And if you guys have special attention that you want them taking, you need to let them know to turn on your Facebook group notifications. Step three, I would say, if you have other social media platforms that you're trying to build, encourage them to follow you there. But give them some reason to. So if step three was follow me on Instagram or follow our team on Instagram or follow the corporate page on Instagram, give them some reason for doing that. You know, differentiate why the content on Instagram is different from what we have on Facebook, and so on. Or step three for you could be, again, so many different ways you could write this. It could be that freebie that I was talking about. So when you ask them that question in the beginning, if they were interested in X, maybe if they complete that action, you follow up with giving them that freebie that you promised. So that makes it to where they immediately feel like they're getting in a group that has a purpose. So you're not just putting them in the group and then leaving them hanging. There are immediate action steps for them to take. So those are kind of like the basic things that you need to do when setting up your group. Obviously, when posting inside of your group, it will really take on a life of its own. One thing that made Facebook groups so successful in the last few years is that, as you notice on our corporate page, what I post, what corporate posts, is the main bulk of the feed. And what a visitor posts on the page is given just the tiniest little space off to the right, and you really can't see a lot of it. So it just looks like I'm talking at you. But in a group, you see everything somebody posts on that feed. It's shared space. You know, that I talked about your Facebook is an auction site. You're bidding for someone's attention. And the cool thing about a group is that it becomes so much more of a conversation. The person, it's so much more personable inside of a group, and you're able to control the conversation a lot better. So I would post inside of your group 2 to 3 times. And if you're sharing that responsibility with other people on your team, posting 2 to 3 times a week is, you know, just fine. If other people are posting 2 to 3 times a week as well, and then you have content being posted all the time. So once your page is ready and you guys are doing what I taught you before, which is posting on your personal feed about Gemini, and you're incorporating that on a regular basis, I would do a shout out for your page. So you also want to attract people and let them, you know, be aware that you have this group. So, you know, I'm big on videos. I would recommend doing a Facebook Live, keeping it short, talking about what it is that you've been doing. I would say something like, I know you guys see me all the time talking about my awesome products, Remedy. I just want to let you know that I have this Facebook group. It's called da 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 da. Check it out. Send me, you know, comment below, group, if you want me to add you to the group, and I will. And then that is you asking them permission. And then once someone shows you interest, you can add them into the group. But I would announce that you have it. And I would do that every so often just to remind people that it's there. And then another great thing you can do with the video is pre-recorded, because I know a lot of people hate lives, which I'm kind of in the same boat, but they're necessary, is you can pre-record something and put it on your stories on Facebook, which are really powerful as well. And you can even link the group inside of Facebook, but we'll get to that at a different time. So let's get into, now that you kind of have the basis for how to set up the group, how to drive traffic to your group and use it for prospecting. So this is where we're going to talk about ATM, ad tag message. So remember, the initial goal is to create curiosity, build value in the group community. And when someone sees you posting all of these awesome things that you guys are posting about Gemini on the 20% rule, and someone reaches out to you and asks, you know, what is this product or business you're talking about? You can send them a message and say, great question. I have something that you're going to love. You know, I found this awesome way to either, if this person has commented on a post that is about the opportunity, push them that way. If it's, they've commented on a post that they're interested in the product, push them in that other group. So be sure and write the message geared towards whatever it was that they showed interest in. And then say, thank you, you know, continue with the message and say, I'm going to add you into this group, and then I'm going to tag you in a video that's really short and sweet, and you'll be able to see what it is that this is all about. After you've added them into the group, they've accepted your request, you can tag them in that pin post with those instructions that will reiterate your additional comment. And you can say, John, this is the video I was telling you about. Let me know what you think. And then you can send them a message after that that would say something like, let me know what you think about this video and let's talk again tomorrow. And then you set that follow-up. And this is the M part, the message. So the follow-up is where you bring in your upline. Whoever that is for you, you would send your prospect a message the next day and say, Let me know if you have any questions about the video that I tagged you in yesterday. I'm sure you're super excited about it. Let me introduce you to one of my partners who is one of my mentors. You know, just edify this person. They're the greatest. They, you know, introduce me to this as well. Whatever you want to say, fit it to your personality. I'm leaving this kind of vague because I want it to be authentic coming from you and how you would write it. And just say, I want to introduce you to my partner, and then they can answer any questions that you may have. And then that's going to do two things for you. Number one, it's going to make your life a whole heck of a lot easier because you're removing yourself from the situation in a sense that you're not now claiming to be the authority on everything. You have a community of people, and remember, it's all about social proof. You are bringing in others to, you know, be the authority on what it is that you're trying to introduce your prospect to. So that's going to really help with the follow-up. And then number two, and I think really the biggest reason why ATM is so powerful is because it's duplicatable. Because if you bring this person in and they sign up in the business, down the road, when you're onboarding them and training them on how to bring people in, and they're so nervous on recruiting and they're overwhelmed, they don't know what to do, ATM is such a great way to help a newbie out in the beginning. And it even works for people who've been doing this for a long time, but it just takes away the stress of rejection. So it's so easy to add someone, tag them in a video, let the video speak for them, and then follow up with the message with you and your upline. And this is really, really important because this is basically a funnel system. So I'm sure you guys are familiar with ClickFunnels and a lot of different sales pages out there. The ATM is essentially what a sales funnel is. Having someone to a call of action and then having them follow up with that, and you're funneling them right into where you want them to be. So really, really powerful, and people pay a lot of money for that. There might not be upgrades, but that's essentially what ATM is for Facebook. And when consistently used, you're leveraging the momentum of that group. Because now think about this. If you have an army of people inside of that Facebook group tagging people in that pinned post, then now that pinned post is getting a ton of views, a ton of comments, a ton of likes, lots of engagement, and that alone is going to help drive that social proof that's needed when you're recruiting someone into the business. Now, like I said earlier, this can also apply to someone who's just interested in the product. So if they're not interested in the business, the opportunity side, and they're just interested in the product, you can certainly create a Facebook group that is just about Remedy or just about, you know, all the products. But you don't even have to have a group. We use this method, and I used this when I was posting earlier about the call, reminding everyone for the call. You could post, tag someone in the pin post on our corporate Facebook page, because on the Be Gemini page, I have the opportunity video as the pin post. And I think a while ago, we sent out the ATM graphic, letting people know that this was a strategy that you could build your business with. And I saw a lot of people do it. And it's really cool when you start to see those comments rolling in, and it can create viral content for you when you have a lot of engagement going on the page. So that's a really unintrusive way to invite someone to take a look at your business further or take a look at the products further and see if they would be interested in it. And you know, this is such a great way to create momentum for your business. It's simple, it's fast, it's effective, and it works. And I don't claim to have invented and created this. I'm sure some of you may have heard of this before. John and Nadia Melton are the ones who invented this kind of strategy a couple years ago. And I have seen, you know, I consult for a lot of different businesses, and I've seen it work. No matter what the industry is, it works if you work it. And that is sort of a cliche saying, but it's true. It doesn't matter what the industry is. This is such a powerful way to leverage groups. And I think one of the things that I see kind of across the board when I came into Gemini and was talking to, you know, the corporate staff about, one of the things I noticed is you guys have these awesome groups, and I want you to have these strategies to learn how to leverage the group even more so that you're not just talking to yourselves with inside out group and that ecosystem, that they're continuously growing. So you can still do that recognition and that team building and have all of the support and training that you guys do inside of your own Facebook groups, which you're doing a great job, by the way. But adding that element of ATM is going to help grow your business big time. So that's all I got for you guys tonight. And I know we have a little bit of time left, so I want to open it up for questions, because I know last time we talked until we didn't really have any more time. So let me pull up the chat here and see. Colette, Grow by Nature as prospecting group, Gemini Gems is entire team group for all members. Awesome. Perfect. So then you guys can all work together and use these groups that are already existing. And that's really going to be great for you. Great. Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate it. But I'm going to shut up for a second and let anybody ask any questions that they have in the last 5 minutes that we have. Okay. Well, that was basically what I have for you guys tonight. We do have a graphic. I posted it up on the Be Gemini page that is going to help remind you of the ATM. And that one is geared towards ATMing people onto the Facebook corporate page. But again, the same principles apply to your groups. So if nobody has any questions, that was all I have for you guys tonight. And Jim, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, I think you muted out. Jim, you're muted. Jim, I think you're still muted out. I could see your little icon says muted. Uh-oh. We lost him. Okay.
How about now? Can you hear
me? Jim, you there?
Hey, there we go. Now we can hear you.
Okay, sorry. A little technical glitch. Well, listen, awesome. As you've noticed, I have as well, Julia, how many people are jumping into the fray in a great way with live video, with live, Facebook. So your trainings are working. And let me ask this question. If someone has some questions to ask you particularly, personally, what is the best way to contact you? Would it be by email or text or whatever way would you like to funnel if you have questions to you in the future? Would you please give us your yes. preferred means of communication?
Absolutely. I have a Gemini email. It's jwadowski@bgemini.com. And I know that's a weird last name. So I'm going to put that inside the chat here. And you guys feel free to send me an email anytime. And Lori Smithies just asked, are you able to post some written information about ATM and a guideline we can follow? Absolutely. I've actually been thinking, one of the reasons that I haven't been putting together presentations is I know that when we repost these replays, that it's just the audio. So I want to be able to have a supplemental guide for you guys that goes along with this. And really, we talked about a lot, maybe putting together even some sort of little course that helps you guys refer back to these trainings in the future. So that is something we are working on, Lori.
Awesome. Well, very, very, very good. I just want to commend people in particular that are not maybe internet savvy or social media savvy. I want to just really do a shout out generically, if you will, to people who are taking this information that they're getting from their upline, sideline, from you. It's the quality and the quantity of the Gemini posts on Facebook have dramatically increased over the last couple months, and it was it's just self-evident that it's working. I can certainly tell you from a numbers perspective, the people that are using this tool to get the word out are growing their businesses. Julia, you've seen it, and your encouragement has really gone a long way. Thank you so much. I want to invite Jay to the call. He's been doing, I think, some traveling. But Jay, I heard you earlier. Are you available to jump on here and add a few comments too?
I am. And you know what, Julia, that was excellent, excellent information. In fact, when you ask for questions, everybody's just sitting there with their mouth open thing, dang, that was good. So that really was really good information. The biggest thing I can say is y'all take advantage of the training and do it. Just think of Nike, just do it. Because I'm telling you, if you'll do that, you will grow your team. And I can tell you one thing, we're seeing some teams grow. We're seeing some crazy ranks. It's awesome seeing, just what's happened. We look at our inventory where, we went through 6 weeks of inventory over a weekend. So I'm telling you, it's a good and a bad problem. So we're like, we're scrambling and making sure we're keeping up. But I can tell you, it's awesome seeing, take advantage of what Julia said, because it's really working. And just, thank you for being on. And y'all, I'm telling you, edify each other. When you see somebody post, like their post, just say hi. Just a little quick something, really makes a difference. So, let them know you're there. Let them know, great job. And I'll tell you, the more of that happens, the more growth you're going to get in your team and other teams. So, work together, work sideline, work, upline, downline, and I'll tell you, doing that will make a big difference in your business and theirs.
Absolutely, Jay. So very, very true. I just want to punctuate one of the things that all was valuable, Jay, but interact with each other. As Jay and Julia stressed here, and I am too, is, go on Facebook, get involved early and often. Go to the websites, go and like the pages, engage with the pages. It's a team effort. Together, everyone achieves more. As more and more people are funneling into this system, it's just going to help all of us. So you may be shy in terms of social media, but jump on in at any level, and every level is greatly appreciated by the group, and it'll help you. So anyway, Julia, great job as always. Really, really appreciate that. Jay always adds such great punctuating comments. I want to hear at some other call how great the Canadian trip was. Not tonight, but I know it was fantastic. You can always tell where you're showing up, Jay, because sales reflect it. But great job, my friend, out in Canada, for all of you that really know how to pronounce that. Great job last week. And thanks, everyone, for joining us on tonight's version of the Mindset Monday. It's been a great call, as always. Tune in next week. Same time, same station, and we'll have another great training or inspiration for you. Julia, thank you so much again, my friend. Talk to everyone later. Have an awesome week. God bless you. Bye now.